Thanks for listening to A Prophecy of Incense and Snow, a new romantic fantasy from Meet Cute. We hope you enjoy the show.
There you are.
Oh, you found me.
Of course. I was always looking.
Really? I thought maybe you gave up.
Oh. I never stopped searching for you, Atla.
You found me.
I did.
How long did it take?
Well, seeing as how I asked you to get dressed 30 minutes ago, I would say too long.
Walker?
The man himself. Now, if you would be so kind as to get your ass out of bed, we have a big day ahead of us.
I hated that I still dreamt of Praxis. A small, desperate part of me was holding on to the idea of who I thought he was. Losing that, the dream of an all-powerful, all-kind man I was to love and be with, was the hardest part.
Yanta arrived last night, so unfortunately our first meeting is with him. I imagine we'll see a repeat of the little song and dance the suitors graced us with yesterday. Another greedy attempt to grab power, disguised as a proclamation of love.
His irritation with these men was palpable. To Walker, they represented people in the realm who were still attached to the idea of the three that rule the nine that govern the 36. Parasites who wished to tether themselves to my royal status and gain some sort of courtly authority. Are they the minority? I mean, it seems like the royal system is all but dissolved, but some people, the Taguses of the realm, act as if what you are doing is just a blip on the timeline. How many people support the Defiance?
Well, most in the territories do. There are some old-timers who mistakenly see the trouble we're having now as a result of the Defiance, completely ignoring the fact that Praxis was a menace to the realm for years.
Well, what about the Nine Houses?
They have either supported us in some fashion or assured us they would eventually, except, of course, the first three.
The Towers, the Seagos, and the Sifs.
They all ran to Praxis. Cowards.
I see.
Trust me, Atla, almost everyone in the territory supports a reworking of the government in some fashion. Under practice, they hardly have a choice. Too many are dying. The ones that hold on to the idea of royalty, well, I knew the houses held on at first, but I assumed they'd move past that. Tagus and Donathan are a surprise.
He sighed and shook his head. Walker was annoyed by these visits, but I was fascinated. I understood where he was coming from, but men were still new to me. And the idea that some were traveling to meet me was... Of course, I had no intentions of pursuing their offers, even if I was flattered.
We'll meet in the West Wing again. Vansa plans to interrupt after 5 minutes and spare me from another pitiable display of romantic grovelling, and I would appreciate it if you didn't blush and bat your eyelashes like yesterday. It only encourages them.
I did no such thing.
You were practically melting, Princess.
You know, I put up with a lot of crap from you, but I didn't...
Come in!
A tall, thin young man walked in the room. He was wearing a simple green cotton cloak, and he held a small box in his hand.
Sorry to interrupt, but I know your time is limited. You must be Atla Sif.
I don't know why, but I stood up. Something about his kind voice, the hand he extended, the face that could barely be a year older than me. And you are?
Yanta Collins of the Sixth House.
He dipped his head in a small bow. Please, have a seat.
I brought you a welcoming gift.
He placed the small box in my hand, and I opened it to reveal seeds.
They are heirloom seeds from my mother's collection. She said they're the same sweet grass that can be found in the Wise's Northern Territory. I thought you might appreciate a little reminder of your first home.
Thank you.
Bravo, Yanta. Good job. Now, get to the part where you say the prophecy was actually meant for you and not Praxis, and if you and Atla could just hurry up and get hitched, peace would finally be restored in the realm.
Yanta smiled and placed his hands on the table.
I am here only as a friend.
Friend?
Walker shifted his weight in his chair. He seemed more irritated by this than the proposals.
Yes. I wish to offer my aid to Atla in any way she deems useful.
She doesn't need friends.
I have grown quite tired of you speaking for me. It is a pleasure to meet you, Yanta, and I welcome all who claim goodwill.
Walker, we need to speak now.
Has it been 5 minutes?
Walker, it's important.
I slipped the seeds into my pocket. Walker, Vansa, and I left the room and started down the hall. Vansa and Walker in the front, heads down, talking in hushed voices. They didn't seem to be aware that I was trailing behind them. I thought of Yanta. There was no spark of attraction, but it was a relief to have someone be nice to me without any other intention, just to be around someone who was pleasant.
Could he know her exact location?
Possibly. The real questions are, how many was he able to rally, and will our support come in time?
Are you talking about Praxis? They both turned back and looked at me, slightly surprised I was there.
Yes, unfortunately we are.
Watching Walker and Vansa, their heads so close they could almost kiss, I decided I would find solace in knowing they were together. A certain comfort in the fact that nothing romantic could happen between Walker and me. It made whatever I felt when he touched me in the stables feel like an innocent mistake, an error from a body that simply did not know better.
We'll just have to get as prepared as we possibly can.
We only have 2 days, Walker.
Will someone please tell me what's happening? They turned to look at me and once again seemed surprised I was there.
Yes. There's nothing to be concerned about.
He was lying. Why was he trying to protect me?
Praxis is much closer than we anticipated.
Don't worry. We are going to take care of it.
She should worry! You know as well as I do, Walker, that the fact that he is moving this quickly is a very bad sign.
But why?
He's supposed to be severely weakened.
And either he is weak and is using all of his magic stores for one last hurrah, or he has healed and is back to his full strength. Either way, we are in trouble.
He should still be hiding. I thought we'd have at least a week to get all the Defiance here.
Well, clearly he is after Atla.
I was beginning to feel like a sideshow. And so, what's his plan? To kidnap me? Force me to marry him?
We need to send a raven to Grandla.
Wait! We're not supposed to leave each other's side! And so we were back to rushing down the halls of Sif Castle. But this time, Walker ploughed ahead on his own, and Vansa and I fell into step next to each other. Do you believe in the prophecies?
Doesn't matter what I believe.
It matters to me, I want to know.
I guess I do, yeah.
Did you get one?
No. Folks on the 36 rarely do. Walker had one, though.
What? He didn't tell me.
And he never will.
What was it? She turned and looked at me with a sad smile.
His has yet to be written.
Wait, his prophecy was that his prophecy didn't exist yet?
Yes.
We reached the cages, and Walker began to scribble out a note for Granla.
Hey, can you do me a favor? Don't bring it up with him.
I understand. Why are you being nice to me?
I mean, you're probably going to die in the next few days.
That's done. What next?
Let's work with Atla more on her hand-to-hand combat skills. Try and give her a fighting chance.
And defense spell.
And attack spells.
Let's just aim to get you in a position to defend yourself until someone else can get there to attack.
But I hated the idea of only being able to protect myself. I wanted to be able to fight back. As much as it shocked me to think this, I wanted to be the one that brought Praxis to his knees. If someone had to, I had to be the one who destroyed him. Because ultimately, he was the one who had destroyed me, robbed me of my future. He was the one who didn't fulfill his side of the bargain. He took something beautiful and pure and twisted it until it represented everything bad.
Now, remember, a sword will always be faster than a spell, but a spell will be more lethal.
Ultimately, you want to be able to use weapons while casting spells.
Yes, your mind needs to divide in two. One half focused on the physical, the other on the magical.
In my peripheral vision, I could see a small figure on the side of the sparring ring, waving at us. I turned and saw Tagus's page trying to get our attention. Vance has spotted him as well.
Can't wait to hear what this is about.
She headed towards the young boy, weaving through other defiance training in the ring.
Look at me, Atla. This is important.
So I looked at him, and at how the morning sun caused the specks of gold in his hazel eyes to glitter.
The sword will always vibrate in your hand when it makes a connection. You need to hold it properly. Grasping the handle in a death grip will limit your technique and drain your energy.
He held his sword out in front of me, showing me his grip, his large tan hand wrapped around the hilt of the sword.
Now maintain a loose hold when the blade is out of contact, and then tighten immediately at the moment of contact.
Oh, I watched, mesmerized, as he squeezed and released the hilt over and over. I thought about how those hands had grabbed me. My breathing became shallow. I could feel my heart beating faster.
Atla, are you paying attention?
Relaxed hold when the blade is out of contact. Strike with a tight grip.
Yes, good.
I just received the most bewildering request I've heard since this war began.
What? What is it? What did the page want?
Apparently, Tagus would like to know when the welcoming ball will occur.
What?
Oh, it's tradition with the court. If a member of one of the nine houses visits one of the three royal families, a ball is held to welcome them. They both looked at me, genuinely perplexed.
You're kidding, right?
It doesn't have to be a big thing, but it is custom. Can be just a small feast, but there is always a dance.
I think we're well past custom.
Well, the dance is usually a specific compositional form that reflects the house. There are 48 dances in total to choose from.
And I'm guessing you know each one.
By heart. The side slangle, the whoosh bobs, the wipey tap, the wingle lang.
So instead of the wisest teaching you basic defense spells, you learned...
Royal protocol, yes. I told you I was raised for a life of being in...
Vansa, go to Tagus and let him know he is testing my last nerve. I do not want to hear another peep out of him.
Got it.
God, the balls on this guy.
Is it really so hard to imagine? It's the way he was raised.
His behavior is absurd. Forget believing in the prophecy. He should have taken one look at you when he arrived and turned around and gone back home.
Why?
He's a blubbering pig, and you're surely the most beautiful woman he's ever laid eyes on. To think after seeing you, he still thought he should ask for your hand in marriage. It's comedy, truly.
I opened my mouth to speak, but before I could...
Now, where were we? Let's practice some basic sword maneuvers.
After we trained, we headed to Walker's room. He decided we'd have dinner there so we could plan our next move in private. Granda had returned Walker's raven, saying he would arrive by nightfall. Tagus, Donathan, and Yanta all expressed their disappointment that I wouldn't be joining them in the dining hall for dinner. I couldn't help it. I was intrigued.
Doesn't it bother you that he keeps bringing up your birthday?
Tagus?
Yes. The fool won't stop reminding you that it's only months away.
Not really. I know the prophecy was for Praxis and I, so...
Praxis and I. You talk like the two of you are meant for each other.
Well...
Well, what? Are you harbouring some secret affection for him?
No, of course not. It's just that...
Sometimes you sound like, I don't know, as if you hope it will all work out.
I assure you, I gave up on that as soon as I learned of his cruelty.
See, even then, I gave up. Sounds like you're disappointed.
How would you like me to talk about him?
But it just seems that... You know what? Never mind.
Walker opened the door, I saw Granlar sitting at Walker's desk, head down, studying the map. Vansa turned to us, her face impossible to read.
Granlar!
I was overcome with joy. I wanted to run to him. He looked up and gave me a tired smile.
Atla, dear.
He walked towards me, moving slowly and with a limp. Whatever he had been doing for the last 2 days had taken a toll on his body.
Thank you for returning so quickly.
I was already on my way when I received your raven. Please, I'd like you both to sit down. Atla, tell me, has Praxis contacted you?
The room immediately filled with a thick tension. Everyone was staring at me. No. Not exactly.
Not exactly? What does that mean?
Has he contacted you or not, Princess?
Please, everyone. Atla, has Praxis visited you in any form?
I could feel my throat closing, my heart hammering. I've had some dreams about him.
Dreams?
Nothing out of the ordinary. I'm used to dreaming about him.
Grandla, what is this dark magic?
That's it, Atla. Just in dreams?
Yes. I'm always home, back at the creek, and Praxis is there.
You're lying to us.
No, Vansa. She's being truthful.
Explain to me what is going on right this instant.
Praxis may have more access to her mind than we suspected. Atla, tell me, are you able to fight off these dreams?
I haven't tried.
This is hopeless, Granla. She doesn't have the mental fortitude to...
But I will try if you let me finish speaking.
That's not true, Vansa. She was able to resist the connection when we touched yesterday.
What?
We were in the stables and I had to move her out of the way.
Atla, what did you feel?
My eyes studied the floor. My cheeks burned. A lightning bolt, like before.
But this time, she stayed conscious.
I'd like to build that muscle. Let's try it now. Walker, touch her hand.
No! I looked at Granlar, begging him in my mind to take back his words.
It's something we need to work on.
Don't worry, Atla. We're all here if something happens.
Walker started to move towards me. I felt like a wild animal staring down the drawn arrow. Wait.
Atla, it's okay.
The rest of the room blurred. I could just see him, a soft expression on his face, his eyes looking at me with concern, those sharp cheekbones, sun-darkened skin, hair that fell in waves on his forehead. His hand reached out for mine. I could feel all the hairs on my body stand up. My breath quickened, my chest tightened. I am tired. We've been training all day, and this room is too hot. They all looked at each other, confused by my resistance. I saw an expression of recognition pass over Granda's face. He turned to Vansa.
Vansa, let's visit Nurse Vai. Maybe she has a potion to help Atla concentrate when she is weak.
What was that about?
I don't want you to touch me. Not in front of everyone. Not in front of your girlfriend.
My girlfriend? Vansa is not my girlfriend.
I know that I have led a sheltered existence thus far, but I...
And what would it matter if she was?
I could see it on his face. The answer just beyond his mental reach. Any moment he would grasp it and... Fine, touch me.
Maybe we should wait.
Before he could finish, I had bridged the gap between us.
Atla, I think we...
I placed my hand on top of his and felt the bolt of electricity shoot through me. My sight blurred. The room spun. I collapsed.
Thanks for listening to A Prophecy of Incense and Snow. Looking for more great stories? Remember to hit the follow button on Spellbound. And for more love stories right now, Follow Meet Cute on your favorite podcast app for a new rom-com series every month. Subscribe on Apple Podcasts for access to Meet Cute's full catalog.